Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, you're listening to Show Talk with Angela Butler. I am Angela Butler. Today, the interview is with Mr. Rashad Ritchie. Mr. Rashad Ritchie is from Indisputable. He's the number one talk show in 2 years, number one talk show on the internet, especially YouTube, for the last 2 years. How are you doing, Mr. Ritchie? How are you doing, Mr. Ritchie?
Good. How are you?
Welcome with Angela Butler.
Hey, how are you?
Hey, how are you? You have the number one talk show on the internet, digital video show on the internet. I watch your show often. Number one, how does it feel to be number one, Mr. Ritchie?
You know, I don't think in those terms. I think sometimes when we look at numbers and algorithm, we try to create hierarchy. Who's number one? Who's trending? Who's doing the best? I don't contextualize it in that way. I do know that you are also a number one target when people think that you're number one. And the reality is everybody's number one.
All right. Well, thank you. Thank you for the compliment. So your show, you've helped a lot of people. I've seen several shows where you've helped people in the criminal justice system. One man was starving. He had gastroenterologist had did work on him. He was in a jail or prison, and he was skin and bones. And you had his sister on the show. You helped that gentleman with representation.
Yes. I remember that situation. At that time, I was in law school at Birmingham School of Law, so I would travel from Atlanta every Friday after work to go to law school in Birmingham for the weekend. And this was a story on Instagram. Literally, people who watched my show started tagging me because the sister got these photos of her brother. The way she got these photos is because he was in the infirmary. Other individuals incarcerated with her brother snuck a phone in, took pictures, and put those pictures out in the free world with a message that said, help him. It seemed as if the prison was going to allow him to die. And so I get tagged on this. I contact the sister. The sister verifies information. I contact the prison. The prison is extremely, extremely adverse to anything transparent. No communication. Family can't see them. So I called the sister back, explained to her the situation. I also called Harry Daniels, attorney at law, good friend of mine, and Ben Crump was invited into that conversation, along with Lee Merritt, another attorney, obviously. From that, we were able to not only get the family in to see him that next day, but we were able to get him moved out of that facility into a more medically appropriate environment, and he's alive today. His name is Mr. Vaughn. He's alive today, and that investigation uncovered so many additional human rights violations that have been happening inside of prisons in Alabama. And my reporting, and this is what Senator John Ossoff cited, U.S. Senator, Senator Ossoff, who leads investigations into prisons, cited that it was our reporting that caused him to put the Alabama prison system under federal investigation.
It needs to be. It needs to be. Mississippi does too. Mississippi does too. But Alabama, yes, definitely. Yes, sir. You did a great job with that, and I was very impressed. I said, wow. Rashad Ritchie has did wonderful work, wonderful work. He's helped so many people.
Well, it's a team. It's a team effort. You know, if it had not been for people tagging me and saying, hey, Doc, pay attention to this. It's not in the news, but it's online. And we get a lot of our stories that way. And I have a great team at TYT, my show Indisputable. Even my morning show, Rashad Rich Morning Show, we have teams. And these teams, they make the engine work. And so I'm effective at the part that I do. They are effective at the part that they do. But we sing as a chorus. And when we're singing all in tune, we can make some things happen. I don't understand doing broadcasts without using the power of broadcast to leverage opportunity and change for communities that need it.
Yes, sir. Yes, the communities that need it. Communities that need it. Yes, sir. Because the very rich, they can afford attorneys, but the poor, but low income and people of moderate income and people who are in prison, are in jail, are people who don't have a voice, need people like you, Mr. Rashad Richie.
Well, iron sharpens iron. We all need each other. There's no big eyes, little U's. Those things need to be eliminated from our thinking. We are more connected than we could ever imagine. And I'm reminded of Jesus, Yahshua, when he talked about how when you do to the least of these, you do it unto me. And he was providing an example of how interconnected we all are. And this thing we call independence, at the end of the day, is a great illusion. We operate as coexisting entities. And until we understand that, the burden of one is the burden of us all. Until we understand that point, we will always have to fight this battle and fight against those that don't get it.
Yes, sir. Yes, you also did an interview where this white man was saying, and you and this other gentleman, but I did not get the name of the other young black man that was on your show, but I know you're on the Young Turks also on YouTube. And you were talking about Mr. Donald Trump and the election and how this white man was saying that he wanted to bring public lynching back. And you know what? You changed my mind the way I saw things when you said, you know, he might, you know, was out there far-fetched. You didn't say it far-fetched like that, but something like that. You know, something, and I got to thinking about that. I said, maybe something is wrong, you know, with that. Wait, you know, maybe something is wrong with that one man that said he wanted Mr. Donald Trump to be in public lynching. The way he built perspective of it made me see it differently.
Hmm. We have people that send emails to me. Obviously, I get threat emails or threats like anyone else in my line of work. But there's a different type of cynicism, a different type of blood hunger with some Trump supporters. It is not simply political for them. It is very much so akin to a religious cult, and they respond that way. And in a religious cult, anything the cult leader does, you will automatically, your mind will automatically make an excuse for why they can do it. But people will accept behavior from the cult leader that they would not accept from their own children. They will love the cult leader for a particular behavior, but they would have disowned their own children for that same behavior. And that is what we have now with a Donald Trump as a de facto leader in the United States of America. And we're not simply fighting against a man. The man is a permeation of a spiritual dynamic that's happening across this nation and beyond. We're fighting against a personality. We're fighting against thought. We're fighting against philosophies. We're fighting against racism. These things are in the intangible world, but they manifest in the tangible world. So we're fighting against these ideas that create policies that are adverse, and these policies are carried by men and women we call politicians. So I understand clearly that we're fighting still very much so, in my opinion, a spiritual war, even though it is contextualized through politics and social policies.
A spiritual war. All right.
Yes.
Okay. Did you ever get your attorney's license, your degree?
I did finish law school about 2 months ago. I'm currently studying for the bar.
Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you.
You will be working for a law firm. All right, that is great. Or will you be in private practice?
No, I'm already at a law firm now as the director of global legal operations while I study for the bar. And it's called the Fairness Firm. And if anybody want to check us out, it's fairnessfirm.com. But we deal with international human and civil rights, catastrophic injury, as well as discriminatory elements that may happen to you. You can always look us up, consult with us. We'll see if we can help.
Oh, all right. All right. I will pass the fairnessfirm.com along.
Thank you.
And congratulations on being number one. You're very humble. I know you said we got to get that I out of there, you know, to teamwork effort, but
yes.
I enjoyed your show. I enjoyed the commentary, and I enjoyed the Young Turks.
Thank you so much, sister. We appreciate all that you do. Thank you for this humbling invite and for the opportunity to share with you and your audience. And like I said, I shall resign. So if you need me, let me know, okay?
Yes, sir, I will.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you for coming on Show Talk with Angela Butler.
And thank you for having me.
All right, people, you just got through listening to Mr. Rashad Ritchie from Indisputable. He works with the Young Turks. He's on YouTube. He's the number one show on YouTube and the internet, video show. So I'm glad to have him on Show Talk with Angela Butler. It was a quick interview. I hope you all enjoy it. I hope to have him back. So everyone, enjoy your day.